are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Mwari Hamushanduki, that was Everton Lalazi and Benjamin Dube. Beautiful, beautiful music. And right now it is 2 o'clock, time for us to get into our Daily Focus conversation, where we're connecting with Dr. Motsi, who's going to be speaking to us about faithful decision making in career choices. This is a very important subject, and I know that it is something that a lot of us face. A lot of us have this situation where we have to make decisions, making decisions in terms of our career choices that will honor our faith. And so Dr. Motsi is going to be speaking to us about this. Good morning. Good afternoon, Pastor. I beg your pardon. How are you doing this afternoon?
Hello.
Hello, Pastor. Can you hear me clearly?
I now can hear you.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Pastor. We appreciate your time. We're talking about career decisions and the fact that they can sometimes feel overwhelming, especially when we're trying to align them with our faith, whether it's accepting a promotion or changing jobs or starting a business. Seeking God's guidance is crucial. And so you will be helping us to explore how to make career choices that honor our faith and our future. So please speak to us about what role prayer specifically plays in making career decisions.
Thank you very much. Prayer in general is described as talking to God, communicating to God what our thoughts are, appreciating His goodness to us, thanking Him for His being our Creator, our Sustainer, and our Redeemer. And so we communicate with God. But prayer is based on the fact that we will be taking ourselves as individuals. If I am praying, I am saying to God, I realize that I am lower than God. I'm a creature, mm-hmm. and God is the creator. Mm-hmm. So I submit myself under God's guidance. And I am also saying I have faith that God is able. And if I am talking to Him and I'm making requests, He is able both to forgive and to assist me with whatever I want. And He is the one who guides by the impression of the Holy Spirit. So when we are talking about careers or whatever decisions, we have to depend and trust that God is the only guide who gives us the perfect direction. So when one, they are submitting, they are saying, my thinking alone, depending on the potential that God gives us when we are created, when we are born, we already have the capacity to think. Mm-hmm. But we are saying that thinking alone cannot be enough. So I need more, and which is a supernatural leading by the Holy Spirit to guide me as I make decisions, because career choices are overwhelming in this world.
Yeah.
And you may not even know when you are choosing a career, the outcome 2, 10, 15 years later, mm-hmm. where that career will take you. So you need God's guidance, who can see in the future far beyond,
yes.
than what you can see from the advice of people.
Beautiful, for sure. There's something to be said about the fact that God is also, He's already in the future. So definitely it's very important to let Him be the one to lead, since He already knows where each decision will lead to.
That's true.
So how do you determine whether a career opportunity is from God or is just a personal desire? Sometimes we get that very much mixed up. We think, okay, these are my interests, these are my gifts. How can I tell that this is not just my leading, but it's actually God guiding me into a specific career?
Yes. When we take examples from the Bible, even beginning with Abel, mm-hmm. when he took the decision to obey God in terms of giving the correct sacrifice,
yes.
it is not any event.
Ooh, it looks like we have lost our pastor. Okay, Pastor, we lost connection for a second there. You were giving us the example of Abel.
Yes, I'm saying what Abel did against what Cain did was not a result of an event. It is a lifestyle of living with God. He already has a relationship with God, so that even when a person comes to a time when they have to decide on a career, there must be a person who has made their life a life of living with God, trusting God, which doesn't just be when someone wants a career. No. You look at Joseph when he makes that decision in Potiphar's house. It's not beginning there. He has been living a life of trusting God. He has been taught by his father that he must trust and obey what God says. Look at Daniel and the like. That decision in Babylon is not coming when they are in Babylon. It's a lifestyle they have learned as they grew and as they lived. So when a person is making a decision on a career, they have prayed, the Holy Spirit will impress upon them. And also even when other people advise and so on. But the final decision, that a person who has been studying the word of God, who is a friend of God, that decision will be spirit-led.
Powerful. That's a really good distinction. I think we always expect that when we come to that crossroads where it's time to make a choice, then that's when God will show up. And yet God has been there all along. He's waiting for us to build a relationship. It's instead of waiting for a specific event, whether it is my career, whether it is choosing a life partner, whether it's choosing any big choice, any big decision that we make in our lives, it's important that we already have an established relationship with God so that we can hear from him when it is time to make that choice. That's very, very interesting and important for us to remember. What would you say are some spiritual tools for discerning God's will in career choices?
All right. I'll talk of the spiritual tools. I just want to add this fact that even as we live, sometimes one dies in an accident. Doesn't depend on whether they should have been told that they would die. It depends on the life relationship that they have had with God. Even if death comes, even if death comes accidentally, they are still saved because of the life they have already been with God.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. On the issue of tools that help a person spiritually, the key tool is the Bible. The key tool is the Bible. And David says, how can a young man keep his life pure? He emphasizes that a person must always meditate on God's word. He says, I have hidden your word in my heart so that I will not sin against you, so that you notice that it is not an issue of an event where someone just wants a career and now they can decide. So the key tool is the Bible. Any other source, that's fine. Advice from other people, that's okay. But the spiritual growth, the Bible, the spirit of prophecy, and also being careful on influences like music, movies, like these days we have this social media, friends, and but the key tool is the Bible and spiritual prophecy and prayer, as we have already mentioned.
Beautiful. Beautiful. And how do you handle fear and uncertainty? Because I think those are things that we can't really avoid when it's time to make a big decision. How do we respond to those feelings of fear and uncertainty when we're making big career moves?
Confidence is developed when a person has a relationship with God. The example of Elisha coming to the widow of Zarephath, and he asks for bread, and this woman has confidence in what the prophet is saying, and even the prophet is confident that he goes to Ahab and he tells him that there will be no rain until I say it. So it is still coming back to our relationship with God. That's how confidence comes. Fear actually means distrust. When someone of faith. If one has faith in the God who has promised, who speaks and it is done, why we have to believe in God's promises is that when God promises, we believe it and we are confident because we know that He will not ask someone else to execute his promise. He is the one who will execute the promise so we can have confidence. And we may have some uncertainty lingering because we don't know tomorrow from today.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when we make decisions, we are confident we have done all what we have said, what we should have done in deciding the career. And so even within the career running, we may expect that things may not go well, or they will actually not go well. We still say, God, we were with you before making this decision. So we go back to him and say, God, lead out. And even within that career life and career line, you notice that God will still be with you. Just as he did with Joseph, he was sent into a life which he had not even planned, but the Lord was with Joseph when you read Genesis 30. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
That's our source of confidence. The source of confidence is my relationship with God.
Mm. Mm. I see they're all leading back to having that consistent relationship with God, consistently, 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 not waiting for a big event, but just always being in that process of growth. Is there a position where you can get to your relationship with God and say, yeah, I think now I'm good with God. I don't have to continue with this, with reading my Bible and consistent Bible study. I think we're okay now. I think I understand who God is. It's enough now.
Okay. Let me begin with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
When parents took him to Jerusalem at 12 years, and he's among the Sanhedrin, and he's asking them questions and he's answering questions. It was not that he had already finished.
Mm-hmm.
He was still a boy, he was continuing, and we follow his life. He consistently and persistently continues to pray, and he refers to the scriptures, which meant that he continuously read the Bible.
Right.
And when this young man comes, and he says, good teacher, he says, I'm not good. No one is good. There is no time when anyone will actually be able to say, I'm done, I'm finished. Because even after we are saved and we are living eternal life, we are told that we will still continue to grow. Mm-hmm. So growth will not stop. There's no time when one will say, I'm already done, I'm finished, I've done everything.
Yeah.
That would be presumptuous. Yeah, that's being presumptuous.
Yeah, yeah. And then when it comes to seeking counsel, seeking mentorship, I know you've talked about the importance of having a relationship with God, but then sometimes we also have people maybe in our industry or maybe people that we look up to in our own churches and communities who, there are these mentorship programs. How do you seek wise counsel and mentorship during times of career transition? Because God has placed people to help us along the way. How do I decipher that this is the one who has been chosen by God to help me out in this sphere? How do I choose a wise person who I can be mentored by?
All right. Beginning our trust in making that choice still comes back to where we have already talked about our relationship with God.
Right.
Then that relationship with God will help us even discern in the individuals, distinguish between individuals whom we can trust.
Yeah.
And also we look at their experience, and when they speak, we can be able to discern what they are saying, truthfulness of what they are saying. If such people are spirit-led and we are spirit-led, then there should be harmony as we seek those people who can mentor us. But mentoring, as God has said, he has placed elderly people among young people so that the young people who have been educated to trust elderly people, you notice there are young people who have been educated or not been educated to trust the elderly, who will actually seek independence from elderly people and who would not accept counsel.
Yeah.
But it all depends on how one has been raised. If they've been raised to trust their parents, then they can trust any other elderly person who is godly.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Yes.
The relationships that we have with our parents, with our elderly people in our own personal spheres will also inform the way that we relate to those older than us in the wider community as well.
That's true. That's true. Because if I don't have a relationship with my parents, I've already learned how to disregard what elderly people say.
Sure.
And I will not be able to listen to any other elderly person and experienced person elsewhere.
Sure. And then that breeds this attitude of knowing it all, thinking that I don't need advice from anyone. I am. And, you know, I think another thing that we forget about is sometimes we think that in many cases, a child is usually more educated, like formal education in most of our cases, especially in our African families. We find that our fathers made sure that their children are more educated than they were, and it keeps going on. And that child, when they have children, they want their child to be more educated than they were. But sometimes that then puts something in our minds, and we start thinking that because I went further in my education, or because I never had to struggle the way that my father or my grandfather struggled, then I start to put my own self on some kind of pedestal, thinking I have some kind of wisdom because you old people don't know anything. The world is different now. You know, it's not the same as when you were. And we miss out on so much wisdom because of that foolishness, which again comes back to what you were saying about having that relationship with God. In that relationship, I believe that's where you learn humility. You learn to listen, to just listen and take in the wisdom of the elders, which is not always found in a textbook or taught in a university classroom.
Yes. So one other major thing I'm thinking of which I can add is that my being educated in school doesn't mean school has taught me everything that I should meet.
Right.
When you get educated, you do get educated in a specific area, just one aspect of life which you concentrate on, especially when you start doing degrees. You are leaving out everything else and you are concentrating in just one area.
Yeah.
And so you should remain with the realization that what I learned in school, I have not learned everything.
Mm.
Even if you would start the first degrees that people are doing, there are a multitude.
Yeah.
You only take one line. What about all the other areas, all the other disciplines that other people are taking?
Yeah.
Yet all that information is information that you need in life.
Yeah.
So you still have to depend on others. You still have to depend on parents. Their experience is not something that is learnt in school, and experience has no experience has no substitute.
Mm.
So it depends on how you have been educated to learn that no matter how much you have gone to school, you have not learned everything. You can still depend on other people and get very useful and beneficial information from them.
Yes, yes, very true, very true. As we're wrapping up our conversation, Pastor, how can faith help you to find peace when it's time to make difficult career decisions? Where does faith come in there?
Yes, like I said yesterday, let me begin with this example of education. I've heard over the years since I started my job practice that we talk about education from my educational background. People talk about integrating faith and learning.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I've discovered that we don't have to integrate faith and learning. We have to have what is called faith-based education.
Yeah.
So the same with the career issue. You are not integrating your career with your faith, but you are having a career that is rooted in your faith.
Mm.
So that everything is coming out of your faith and is guided by the faith that you have in the Lord, depending on what or on how much you have studied from the word of God.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Yes.
So how would you conclude
yes.
this conversation? How would you wrap this up? What are the power points that you'd like our listeners to take home from this?
Yes, I would like to go back and to re-emphasize the aspect of relationship, which should be continuous and which should not be like someone has a haphazard relationship with God, where we get God as a guardian which you take care of when you need something, that becomes an animistic approach to living a life which we are saying a life of faith.
Mm.
It should be a continuous. So when we pray, it's not something that has just come because there is a career issue. It is a life practice. And we should have a faith that is basically rooted in the Bible. And the Holy Spirit will lead us even when we make career choices and career practices.
Beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We appreciate you coming through this afternoon. God bless you. And we'll be connecting again to continue the conversation tomorrow. God bless you.
Let us just have a short prayer.
Please.
Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that you have led us through this afternoon again. We want to solicit that you continue to guide us and impress upon our hearts, and also those who are still making career choices, that they should develop a relationship with you where it will become easier for you to guide them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, we thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.